All right, let's say you're an international car company and you only sold 933 cars in the United States all of last month. Wonder why? It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 3rd day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Speaking of cars, an icon of the industry, Lee Iacocca, has died at age 94. We'll have some thoughts about that. Speaking of cars, Tesla stock surged on record sales. You know, technically, that red, white, and blue 4th of July flag clothing is illegal. Candy bars are going environmental. Those stories and a shocking story about Sudan. It's something I stumbled upon this past weekend. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, we thought the numbers for May were bad, but June was even worse. Fiat, in June, sold a total of 933 cars in the United States. That's like 31 cars a day. And that is 31% fewer cars than the company sold in June of last year. So what's the problem? Well, while it is one of the best sellers in Europe, the vehicles have never really caught on here in the United States. Why? Well, there's three basic issues. First is that the U.S. market has already a large number of small engine, high miles per gallon, inexpensive cars. Every major manufacturer, from Nissan to Toyota to GM, has at least one car in that market, if not more. The second problem is that Fiat only sells four basic cars. Most other manufacturers have a much larger selection of models in their showrooms, which allows them to bring in a wider variety of shoppers. And also, manufacturers are starting to kill off sedans and coupes in the United States. Why? Well, consumers are moving to crossover and sport utility vehicles, and that raises the question of whether Fiat cars will continue to be sold in America at all. But finally, a major issue for Fiat is its low reputation for quality. Fiat often sits at or near the bottom of ratings from the two major car research firms. That would be Consumer Reports and J.D. Power. Buyers do pay attention to those ratings, and Fiat recently ranked dead last in the J.D. Power 2019 Vehicle Dependability Study, and Consumer Reports ranks it as the worst car brand. But, you know, the Fiat Spider looks cool. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. The Motor City was booming when I was there. My father worked in the engineering division for the Lincoln Continental and Thunderbird assembly plant in Wixom. It was a heady time at Ford, and the driver behind much of the success was a guy by the name of Lee Iacocca, who passed away yesterday at the age of 94. It was Iacocca who brought Ford the Mustang, and yes, I had one. It was also Iacocca who saved Chrysler Motors, gave America the minivan, and secured a huge 10-year loan of $1.5 billion from the U.S. government, and then paid it all back in 3 years. After the turnaround at Chrysler, he bought American Motors. What did he see there? The Jeep nameplate. Lee Iacocca was a calculated risk taker. Now, we can wax sentimental about those days. It's pretty easy, especially if you grew up in the shadow of the great assembly plants that covered the Detroit metro and employed thousands of workers who were paid well and had fantastic benefits. Several years before my father died, he gave me the autobiography book of Lee Iacocca. I've read it twice, and it's still in my library. He was truly an innovator and a natural salesman. Who could forget the Chrysler TV ads where he would end each by saying, "If you can find a better car, buy it." Lee Iacocca died of complications from Parkinson's disease. Rest in peace. Staying with cars for just a moment, Tesla stock soared after the automaker delivered over 92,000 cars in the first quarter of this year. Now, how big a deal was that? Well, Tesla met its goal numbers and easily outpaced the 63,000 cars delivered in the first 3 months of the year. A year ago, the company delivered only 41,000 cars. As Tesla was struggling to ramp up production of the Model 3, its best-selling car, things were rough. Tesla has not yet said when it's reporting second quarter earnings. The company expects to post its first profit of 2019 in the third quarter. In the meantime, investors will be closely watching for hints about ongoing demand for Tesla electric cars, as well as details about the company's cash reserves. Tesla has a large debt payment obligation on the horizon. The tax credit, by the way, for Tesla vehicles was once again cut by 50% yesterday to $1,875 from $3,700 for buyers who were able to complete a sale by the end of June. And by the way, that tax credit is set to disappear completely at the end of 2019. The big story about clothing and flags came this week when Nike scrubbed the launch of its Betsy Ross flag sneaker. Nike's decision was met with criticism that it was engaging in revisionist history, and the governor of Arizona said he would withdraw financial incentives that had been earmarked for Nike to locate a manufacturing plant in the state. It seems like everything these days is political. Well, last week, Gap-owned Old Navy unveiled a collection of purple T-shirts with a flag across the front. The color of the shirts is a blend of blue and red meant to symbolize unity between the country's political parties. It's also a nod to the flag tees that Old Navy sold when it first was founded 25 years ago. But, and you knew there would be one, buying and then wearing an item with a flag of the United States is in violation of the flag code. Oh, really? The flag code says that a flag being printed, painted, attached, or otherwise placed a representation on any article of merchandise for the purpose of advertising is a misdemeanor, and it can lead to a fine of $100 or imprisonment of less than 30 days. But you're probably safe. There are not, at least not yet, any flag police. Nestle has launched a new snack bar wrapper made out of paper. The food giant said it's hoping to extend the Yes Bar packaging to its other candy products in its bid to make all of its packaging reusable or recyclable by 2025. The move, which it calls an industry first, comes after the company was criticized by environmental group Greenpeace for failing to cut back on single-use plastics fast enough. Paper, it seems, is back, not only for straws, but also for candy. Coming up next, it's not a business story, but a freedom story. This past weekend on the west side of the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines, about 100 protesters gathered to talk about and chant for freedom. Not freedom in the United States, but freedom in Sudan, a country that's been at war for years. And recently, the escalating violence has seen hundreds of people killed. You'll hear from people who came to America for freedom and now want that same thing for their country. That's next.